David Kualateng, the Secretary General of Bor Local Football Association, known as BOLFA, says Abraham Majuk, the president of the association, was suspended in accordance with the rules of the association.
We made this suspension according to Article 24, Section E. We gave the board of directors a mandate of suspending a member of the board. And it also, in respect to Article 59, Local Association Regulation, Statutes of 2012, Mandate 2019, we also have a responsibility of opening legal proceedings against any person who has misused the fund of the association.
Ateng says corruption is unacceptable in the association. He says BOLFA wants Ajuk to return the money to its coffers as soon as possible or face legal action. Ateng says the money totaling to $3,200 was solicited from well-wishers in July with the aim of leveling the flooded Bor playing field. He says in September, the association realized the money was missing from the association's account.
We were planning to use this money to level the playing ground as Freedom Estate is now having a lot of water. So we were planning so that we can bring some strip of the sandy to the pitch and we level it so that we secure playground so that we run our activities on it.
When contacted for comment over his suspension, Ajuk declined to comment.
Oh, well, I've got nothing to prove, but I'm following the right video, so I can't say anything about it now. As I said, I'm not saying anything about it.
Civil society activist David Garang with the Jonglei Civil Society Network says corruption has become a disease and should be eradicated in all its forms from public institutions, including football clubs. Garang says leaders should be exemplary in demonstrating integrity, and if they don't, it retards the development of their country.
There needs for leaders to be the one showing the integrity of the institution and not to be accused of something. So if there is any accusation that comes to the association like this, then this person has to be availed in court so that yes, he can justify himself or what happened in the course of this funding.
Activist Garang urges authorities to ensure that anyone accused of embezzling public funds is thoroughly investigated and if suspected of doing wrong, charged and brought before a competent court of law. Last year, the South Sudan Football Federation sued their former boss, Jabur Goch, for misusing about $500,000 and 2 million South Sudanese pounds in addition to SSFA properties such as cars during his presidency. A high court in Juba later dismissed the case, citing a lack of evidence. In 2019, the World Football Governing Body, FIFA, banned the former South Sudan FA president, Jabur Goch, from all football-related activities for 10 years for misappropriation of funds and bribery. In a statement released by FIFA, Jabur Goch was found guilty of having misappropriated FIFA funds as well as having accepted gifts or benefits in violation of the FIFA Court of Ethics. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor, Jonglei State.